Well, good evening, brethren. Let me say, onward Christian soldiers. My topic for today is lightning. Not long ago, my wife, Carol, and granddaughter and I, Lindsay, were outside. Carol was in the garden. I was pushing Lindsay on the swing. Moments later, lightning and thunder began to come. So I called out, "The storm is coming, let's go inside." But Carol and Lindsay wanted to stay outside until it started to rain. So while watching this storm, I thought of what Jesus said, "Only he shall come after the shining of lightning." So have you ever just sat and watched a lightning and thunderstorm, looked at the clouds move closer and closer together, and the sky became dark, and the wind was picking up out of the east. The thunder was getting louder and louder and rumbling way up in the sky. So while watching this storm, I became inspired to do some research on lightning. So Jesus did say, "As the lightning shineth out of the east and shineth to the west, so shall he come." So while watching this storm, I became very inspired to do some research on lightning. And here's what the encyclopedia said about lightning. I'll give you a little bit about it. Lightning is a giant discharge of static electricity occurring in a thunderstorm. Lightning strikes somewhere on the earth about 100 times a second. Lightning is often accompanied by thunder, the source of which is the explosive expansion of air caused by the tremendous heat of lightning. Thunder is heard as a sharp thunderclap. Most distant lightning strikes somewhere on the earth about 100 times a second. The distance from a flash of lightning can be estimated from the difference in the speed of light and sound. Light travels at about 186,000 miles a second, hence a flash of lightning can be seen almost instantaneously. Sound travels at about 1,100 feet, or roughly one-fifth of a mile per second. The distance from a flash of lightning is approximately equal to 1 mile for every 5 seconds between the time a flash is seen and thunder is heard. Yet the center of a lightning bolt is a core of electrical energy. It is heated to a degree of 27,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, that's hot. If that zapped over your head, it might get your attention. A lightning bolt contains from 10,000 to 200,000 amps, which is heated under pressure of up to 100 million volts. Just imagine a continuous lightning strike around the world with all that darkness and roaring thunder. It might be very smoky as well. As the lightning lights up the sky, what is that up there? It is Jesus on his big white stallion in all his glory and arraignment, and behind him is a mighty host of angels. Can you just see Jesus coming down out of the sky? And all those angels, thousands upon thousands, coming down behind him, how would you respond? Would you fall upon your knees and rejoice, give thanks to God? I'm sure Jesus will be wearing his banners, King of Kings and Host of Hosts. And we that are present, and those of us that are asleep, we shall all come forth to join Christ on his return. Turn to Matthew 24:27. Christ says, "As the lightning shineth out of the east and shineth to the west." So can you imagine a lightning strike from the eastern horizon to the western horizon? "So shall he come, the Son of Man." Christ gives signs and warnings, not specific dates of his return. There are several verses in the Bible about lightning. You can find chapter and verse in your concordance. Christ will be coming back with a vengeance. "Whatever happened to all the people that I used to know?" Several years ago when I came to church, I left the Oklahoma City area in the fall of 1978 after the feast, and I moved to the Ada church area. Between Ada, Lawton, Enid, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, there were over 1,500 members. I know many of us, or many have died in Christ, but where are the rest? Have they just fell back into the world? God created all things. He knows best. Let's all listen to His word, and we shall all know how to live. We must all fear God, or we shall suffer the consequences. On Jesus' return, He shall rule with the rod of iron. We, the people of God, will know Jesus, and He will know us. For God gave us His seal, as it is written. God gave us a seal, and He knows them that are His. I am sure we have all looked up into the sky and wondered what it will be like when Jesus returns. The signs and warnings are becoming more and more every day, like birth pains. You know, in the last 5 years, there have been so much evil and wickedness going on in this world, and so much calamity that, you know, it's all starting to take its toll. It will not take Christ a very long time to circle the globe. I am sure it will be slow enough to get everyone's attention. When that lightning strikes around this world, how could you miss that? The roaring thunder, the brilliant light that will light up the darkness of this storm. You know, God can get your attention very quickly. How many times has something happened in our lifetime where we had to call out for God to intervene? There are many verses in the Bible where God used lightning to get everyone's attention. Even His throne has lightning around it. When the children of Israel left Egypt and was wandering around in the wilderness, God came to them in a thick cloud with lightning and thunder. And the voices of the trumpets were so loud, they all trembled from what they seen and heard. The Bible is written well enough to understand if we ask God in faith for wisdom, He shall give it if we are sincere, if our eyes and ears are open to the truth and we are called by God. Let's all pray that many, many more people will be called to join our church. There has been a lot of lightning this year that I've noticed, a lot of storms. You know, Christ, He talks about coming behind that lightning. You think He's sending all these storms with that lightning to get our attention, that we might prepare ourselves, because we don't know when that lightning's going to strike and when Christ is going to be behind it. Yes, when that lightning strikes all around this world and the thunder rumbles like a continuous trumpet sound, and Jesus is in all His splendor and glory, the people of this world will be ready. Their eyes will be opened very, very wide, and every knee shall bow. Apostle Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 1:8, in flaming fire, God will be taking vengeance on them that do not obey His word and does not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a marvelous time for us when Christ returns. So, brethren, let's pray that that day will come when Jesus shall return and straighten out this very sinful world. Let's pray for wisdom and more understanding. We should all pray for each other, so we can all become wiser to God's truth. After all, we are all family united under God's covenant. Let's prepare ourselves so we can all be ready to serve and do our part in the millennium. There is many verses in the Bible that indicates Christ will be coming behind flaming fire when lightning and thunder comes and that last trumpet sounds. In whatever fashion Jesus returns, it will be such a dramatic experience. We that are living in the body of Christ and keeping His commandments, we shall all be ready to join Him and serve Him when that last trumpet sounds and that lightning strikes.